Your name is Mr. Otto Binder?
That's right, yeah.
Right. Could you explain, do you believe in these sources?
I believe in the extent that people have seen definite objects, the airport explanations of illusions and marsh gas and whatever they offer are definitely a cover-up for the fact that there are some kind of object up there. What the objects are, I'm not prepared to say.
I say...
I can give you my opinion. My opinion is that the likelihood, the strongest possibility I can think of all the theories I've seen, is that they are simply people from outer space. That becomes the most logical one to me. For the simple reason that having been in the science end of this whole space field for many, many years, and having only been interested in UFOs, let's say, for the last year and a half, to tie in and that astronomers and scientists all over the world now admit that there are millions of civilized worlds throughout the universe, that is, the probability is very, very high. The next step is to assume that many of these civilizations, and this they also admit, are many, many thousands of years older than us and ours, and technology is very great, and there is no reason to suppose that they don't have ships here. In other words, it becomes a negative way of looking at it, but logically, with millions of worlds on a base, that's the science end of it. And the scientist doesn't dare go further except in private. A lot of them in private do.
Now, what is your profession?
A science writer.
You're a science writer?
Yeah.
What magazine was that again?
Space World. I edited for quite a few years and had about 2 dozen books published. You know,
is there anything you're working on recently now that anybody can pick up
the
results? Yes, in the science.
I have articles in Space World magazine and there's one coming up in Mechanics Illustrated. I can't keep track of which ones now are coming up. One of the men's magazines called Gem. That's about UFOs, incidentally.
With Real magazine, I've noticed a lot.
No, not in Real. I will have something, in fact, science articles as well as UFO articles in National Enquirer. That's a tabloid thing, you know.
I notice you have a lot of these pictures on display that you were selling tonight.
Those are the originals of my syndicated panel, which appears in about 100 newspapers. About 60 in American and 40 foreign. Appears daily, 6 days a week, and started in 1960. It's been going all this time.
What publication could I see this in now if I wanted to see these?
The nearest one in this area, the New York, the big New York papers don't have it. The nearest one in this area is Paterson, New Jersey.
Paterson, New Jersey.
Yeah.
The Morning Call or something like that?
Paterson Evening News.
Paterson Evening News. Are these for sale today?
The originals are, yes, sir.
Where would we be able to purchase these other than here today?
Well, Jim Mosley will have them advertised in Saucer News, and they can be ordered by mail from him eventually when he gets the ad, and I don't know which issue it would be. Most of these, as a matter of fact, are exclusive. People write into me, and they've never reported these before, usually. Or if they've reported to the Air Force, they've got the usual runaround. And the first time they've been publicized in any way, this is in my column here. I get hundreds and hundreds of letters from all these people, very sincere people. No kooks, or very few kooks, here and there, about, I mean. But these people are genuinely sincere about the fact that they've seen something, and they describe it in great detail. They're very pleasant, usually. And they often in their letters saying, "What is it, Mr. Bender, as though I'm supposed to know?" And of course, all I write back is saying, "I wish I knew." But they're genuinely concerned, and they know they've seen something real. Many of them are engineers, technical people who can't be fooled by balloons or helicopters or anything like that. You know, I mean, they know everything like that they've seen for many, many years.
Have you ever given any lectures yourself on these UFOs?
I've given short lectures. I'm really not that well-versed yet in the UFO field. I'm still doing a lot of research.
Well, thank you very much for your time.